Jaguars.com coverage of 2014 training camp continues with Peter King of Monday Morning Quarterback and Sports Illustrated. Good to have you here. A lot of energy around this building, right?
Well, if I could hear you, I would. I'd be able to answer the question. I was saying that this sort of reminds me of Seattle Seahawks practice. I think, you know, as do many of the players. But I think what's interesting is that this is my ninth camp. This is the fourth camp that plays a lot of music. And it's kind of a new trend. I think part of it is Pete Carroll, and part of it is, instead of just playing crowd noise, why not play noise that the players like? You know, so I think it's a cool little trend.
The old school football folks might not be into that trend, though, right?
What about, would they be into swimming pools on top of stadiums? I mean, I went and had a tour, and I said, what happened to going to a football game to watching the football game? And I was reminded that I'm 57 years old, and maybe I need to change a little bit.
What do you make of the boards and the pools and the renovations here? It's pretty spectacular, isn't it?
Well, what is stark, and I didn't see the boards turned on, but what's really stark is when you stand up there and see those black boards against the blue sky. It's stunning. It really is. And so much of it, it's almost like they got a new stadium. There's so many new things in there. And I know this is a crazy thing to say, but when I heard all these new things cost $63 million, I said, if you had said $563 million, I would have said, okay, but 63, I think somebody got a good deal on the biggest video boards in the history of mankind, but really looks beautiful inside.
Peter, a lot of fans around here feel this team is ready to win almost right now. 8-9 wins, a lot of fans think this team can do. How do you manage expectations like that in year two for Dave and Gus? So those a little high for you?
I think it's very high. You know, with Gil Brandt saying this could be a playoff team this year, I don't see it. I mean, look, if Chad Henne has a Joe Flacco year and they were sort of paired in the draft a few years ago, I mean, if he has a Joe Flacco Super Bowl year, who knows what could happen? The new receivers are good. Thing that impresses me is how they have built the team. You get the quarterback and you say, barring a surprise, he's probably not going to play much at all this year. But while you're doing that, you're adding quality depth on both sides of the line. That's what you really need to do. I was in Atlanta this week, and one of the things you found being in Atlanta is all they're talking about is, we just want to get physically stronger on both sides of the line. And that's what they did in the whole offseason. And in a lot of ways, that's what Jacksonville did too. I think it's smart.
It's pretty rare, though, when you have the number three pick and you take a quarterback, that quarterback doesn't play. That doesn't happen often, does it?
No, it doesn't happen often, but I also think you have to understand he's not a five-year college player. He's not necessarily full-time pro-style offense, necessarily. And, you know, you can work a little bit on his mechanics. So why put him in and have him go into a game before he's ready? I don't think it makes any sense. I remember when in 1998 when the Chargers put Ryan Leaf in the game long before he was ready. And I remember covering the story, and the mantra was, well, these people have paid all this money and, you know, they want to see their quarterback of the future and all that. And I said, well, I'd rather he be ready to play rather than see him before he's ready to play.
Peter, what is the most intriguing part of this team this year? Is it the new guys on the defensive line? Is it Gerhardt in the backfield? Is it the quarterback situation? On a national scale, what stands out?
I think the story is the quarterback, because what you said is right. When you draft a quarterback so high, people expect to see him very soon. And the art of practicing patience with a quarterback, that is the storyline of this training camp and this season, I think. You know, nobody figures that this team's winning 12. You know, so you're developing the quarterback. He'll play when he's ready to play. And I think that interests me the most. The fact that Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley are going against the grain. And they're saying, we're going to draft a guy very high. And sorry, we're putting him under plexiglass this first year and just training him.
What is a realistic result for this team this year? Final question.
realistically, I think it's to be very competitive in the division. If you told me at the end of this year that Jacksonville was 3-3 in the AFC South, I'd say that's a great success. Splitting games in your own division, starting to have success against the teams you have to beat, that's the biggest thing. And again, I don't think the number of wins are important. Talking to Dave Caldwell, I think he's right in putting expectations. We have to play competitive games. There are a lot of games last year that weren't competitive. So you got to start playing competitive games against good teams. And that's what I'd be looking for this year.